Scott Parkinson at the Club for Growth. We're down to the final days, the final hours before campaign 2024 comes to an end, and we actually have the voters make decisions. We're going to take an overview of all of the national races now with Scott Parkinson. Scott, good to have you here.
Great to be back, Loman.
Congress, the U.S. House of Representatives, Scott, Republicans have had the narrowest of majorities for the last 2 years. Want to give us a look at the landscape for this year?
Republicans currently hold a 220 to 212 Republican majority. Three seats are currently vacant from a couple of deaths, and then one early resignation with Mike Gallagher in the 8th District of Wisconsin. Listen, Democrats just need to gain six seats to reclaim the House majority. You know, you think about the different races that are in play for Republicans to pick up. You think about all the redistricting that's happened from states like Alabama and Louisiana that have gained Democrat seats, and then also states like North Carolina that have picked up a few Republican seats. And then you think about what they did in New York with all those really competitive races that Lee Zeldin helped get across the finish line in 2022. We've obviously had Trump campaigning in New York trying to help out those House Republicans, but this is a coin flip. And when you're thinking about your member of Congress, typically people have a pretty good approval of their individual member, but nationally, the House of Representatives' opinion and approval rating is really in the dumps. I think there's going to be overall an anti-incumbency wave where there's a few shockers and people are sent home packing by their constituents. The House has sort of been a mess. We've gone through different speakers from Kevin McCarthy now to Mike Johnson. They've failed to, I think, responsibly tackle the debt and deficit issues. We had a big negotiation underneath Kevin McCarthy that led to the debt limit being suspended through 2025. We've had inflation reach 40-year highs. We've had really the Biden administration be able to not be held accountable through subpoenas and through oversight in the House. And so I think it's important for these House Republicans and their closing message to really articulate what they're going to be doing in 2025 to advance the Trump agenda. And there's only going to be, you know, less than 2 years, because after 2026, you're going to be in a situation here where Trump will be a lame duck president. And even if you've got the House still being held to a narrow majority, I think a lot of things are going to get blocked by the Senate and sort of the swampiness of Washington, D.C. It's an exciting time. These House races are really important. We've got some really great conservatives that are running. Nick Begich in Alaska is going to take down Mary Peltola. You've got other big important races for reelection like Scott Perry in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. We need to make sure he's sent back to Washington, D.C. to defend freedom. And he's obviously a former chairman of the Freedom Caucus. Then you've got other competitive races in states like California and New York that I mentioned. I think the House is going to be super exciting. We'll be watching closely over here at the club.
And over in the upper chamber, the U.S. Senate, Republicans, the map favoring Republicans this time around. A lot of optimism floating around, Scott, that Republicans could reclaim the majority in the Senate.
Well, I'm one of those optimistic folks in D.C. that thinks that we really can win the Senate majority. We've got great pickup opportunities, obviously, with West Virginia already being a lock with Jim Justice. Then over in Montana, Tim Sheehy is in great shape right now against John Tester. In Ohio, Bernie Moreno has a real shot to defeat Sherrod Brown. In Nevada, Sam Brown can beat Jackie Rosen. And in Arizona, Kari Lake facing Ruben Gallego is going to be a toss-up. Then in Michigan, Mike Rogers against Alyssa Slotkin. In Wisconsin, Eric Hovde has a ton of momentum. He just campaigned with Trump and Brett Favre over there in Green Bay, running against Tammy Baldwin. And then in Maryland, Larry Hogan is running against Angela Alsobrooks. That one's going to be a really tough one for Hogan to win, but it's one to keep your eyes on. And then in your state, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Dave McCormick is facing longtime career politician Bob Casey. And despite Casey trying to run pro-Trump ads, we know that he's been a Biden lackey and that he's going to lose that race to McCormick. A couple of important incumbent races. We got to watch Ted Cruz and Rick Scott over there in Texas and Florida. I think ultimately Deb Fischer is going to be fine against Dan Osborne in Nebraska. But we are going to win the United States Senate majority. and make sure that we can get some big tax cuts passed through reconciliation in 2025.
And then we have the biggest race of all, the White House, who will be the next president of the United States, Scott. Both Donald Trump and Kamala Harris each held their big closing rallies, and both of those rallies got hijacked by somebody else. So where does that leave us as we're just hours away from balloting?
Yeah, I mean, I think you look all the way back to when Donald Trump was defeated in 2020 and how far he's come as an individual and as a candidate and sort of the circle of life in politics. Trump is stronger than ever right now. I think that he's really connected with the American people on a level that many people didn't expect him to be able to do, whether it's with our nation's veterans or armed forces that are currently active, or whether it's with the McDonald's worker and the garbage truck driver. Trump is really in a position right now, when you look at all these competitive races, all these competitive states, the coattails that he brings, to really deliver power for the American people, not power for his individual appetite. And that's what this has always been about, right? Trump fights for the American people, and the political oligarchy in Washington, D.C., that has been controlled by these career politicians like Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell, and really these people that have only looked out for themselves, those days are in the rearview mirror. I think we're moving forward. We're going to make America great again, and Trump is going to win a big reelection in 2024.
Well, Scott, the next time we talk next week, maybe we'll know the results of all of these races, or at least some of them. So we'll go over what we know next week and then continue to follow up as some of these states are going to take days, if not weeks, to get everything clarified. So we will check in with you at that point. Scott Parkinson from the Club for Growth. Scott, tell us a bit about the club.
Well, Club for Growth is based out of Washington, D.C. We also operate Club for Growth PAC and Club for Growth Action. If you want to take a moment and just visit clubforgrowth.org, you can find out about all the races that we're involved in right now, and you can sign up and become a member for free.
Scott Parkinson at the Club for Growth. Scott, thank you for being here.
You are welcome.